There is also an additional multilateral debt reduction, and bilateral creditors have also agreed to give additional debt reduction. And all of that sums to 7 billion, which in effect is a reduction of the stock of debt of about 60%, the stock of debt outstanding as of the end of 2011.
And who are the creditors involved?
About a quarter of the debt is owed to multilateral organizations. That's largely the World Bank and the African Development Bank. About half is owed to bilateral creditors under the Paris Club, most of it to France. And the remaining one quarter is to various commercial creditors, mainly banks and financial investors around the globe.
60% reduction in debt stock sounds like an awful lot of money. How significant is it?
It is a very important step for the Ivory Coast because over the last decade they have not been able to service their debt in full. And this really will open a new chapter for them where the debts that do remain are manageable for them. It requires normal debt service, which they have not done for a while, so that will require a little bit of a readjustment of priorities in the budget. But it's a very important psychological step for the country also. This will allow them to focus on their development priorities going forward. It also comes at a time when Cote d'Ivoire has gone through a decade of intense political and social tensions in the country. There was a hiccup after the elections at the end of 2010, which actually delayed the HIPC relief by about a year. But I think now the authorities are well underway for a new medium-term development strategy. And they have managed well. They have met all the targets that were set.
This debt write-down adds up to 60% of debt relief. So there's still 40% remaining. That still seems to be a huge amount.
Let's put the 40% into proportion. It's about the level of annual fiscal revenue in Cote d'Ivoire. And under international standards, it's a critical level where debt becomes too high is about 2.5 times annual fiscal revenue. So compared to that, it's actually not that high. And Cote d'Ivoire should be able to manage that fully.
Finally, let me wrap this up by asking you this question. We have gone through this process where many countries, having accumulated all this debt and having to pay interest on these debts and getting into a vicious spiral, many countries have earned debt relief. Have we learned the lesson now? Is this never to be repeated again?
Never is a big word. I think what we're trying to do to help avoid a repeat is to make sure countries are fully aware of the consequences of taking on new debt, that they are able to do a debt sustainability analysis themselves at the same time when they make a decision of taking on a new loan.